in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Very popular in Madtown, of course, is our segment known as Second Date Update.
You know, you get that first date and you're like, woo, first date. And then you're super excited to go on that second date with that person and continue your courtship, if you will. And then they ghost you. So we love to do this little thing in Madtown where we go ghost hunting and find out what's going on.
Yes. And today we have Henry on the phone. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Henry, tell us about this date that you went on with Jasmine.
Well, Jasmine was a mutual friend who I discovered through Facebook. She was commenting on a bunch of my friends' posts. And so it ends up she was already sort of in my social circle. And someone introduced us to one another. And we, you know, like low-key date, we just went out for a drink. And we realized that we were both super big animal lovers and headed back to my place for a little bit of Blue Planet and chill.
Oh,
you guys
nice.
Ever watch that? You
know, I'm
like
sure
watching
Shady
the predators
has.
Chase. Watching the animals and kind of cheering on the prey as it gets away.
Right. Yeah. I got to look away, though, when an animal is attacked by another and starts getting eaten. I can't watch that stuff. I get sad.
You don't watch the Discovery Channel, Krista?
Well, I watch it for other purposes, just not that. So, yeah, Henry, so that's cool. You have stuff in common with the animals, watching some stuff on. So you guys end up at your house.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, it was no big deal. But, yeah, absolutely.
Did you make your own animal noises together?
Well, not long after she came over, she sort of like got a little worried about the time. All of a sudden, she was like, oh my goodness, the time, I have to go, which I...
You know what? You know, females do that.
I do my best not to take that personally.
It's not about time. There's something else going on. When females say, I don't have time, or I have work in the morning, or I have to go see my friend, there's always another reason, man. We're going to help you find out.
She feels suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little suspicious, because I've had that response before was, I just got to go, just don't have time. It's really?
Boys.
Then why are you here? You know,
yeah,
man?
That sucks. I mean, yeah, that's hard. That is our way to get out, though, I'll tell you. So, Henry, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with her?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, and she is, like, gone radio silence. I, you know, we met through Facebook, so I just did the messenger and got nothing. And then she'd given me her phone number, like, not, like, stalking her or anything. We went on a date, and I just thought maybe we'd go on another date. She's real cute.
Okay.
Aw. All right, man.
All right, well.
I'm feeling optimistic, and I am really glad we're doing this.
Aw, you're so sweet.
All right, man.
Cool. All right, here we go. We're giving Jasmine a call to get you that second date.
Hello?
Hi! Is this Jasmine?
Yes. This is Jasmine.
Hi, love. This is Krista and the very handsome, sexy single, Shady. That is up for grabs.
Krista.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Krista's my pimp.
Oh, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Listen, you're very popular with a particular young stud out here in Madtown. His name's Henry. Do you remember going out with him?
Yeah, I went out with Henry a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So you guys went on a nice date, you know, met through mutual friends on Facebook, both into animals, super cute. And then, so I got a question for you, girl. You go over to his place, and so you make the effort to go to his place, and then you say you ain't got the time. So, so can you please explain to me and Krista here what exactly was actually going on? Because Henry just wants to know why you're not getting back to him, and obviously there was something.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought, you know, we had a lot in common when my friend introduced us. We were both animal lovers. I have two cute beagles, so I was excited when he invited me back to his house to meet his pet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking he might have had a dog or a cat, but there were like 10 chickens there. It was like a farm.
What?
It was a little bit more than what I was expecting.
Wait a minute. Real chickens living in his house?
Yeah, like 10 chickens living in his house. I've never seen anything like it.
Aren't girls into chicken nuggets?
Own, but it wasn't my kind of environment.
So... I'm just curious, like, I'm just envisioning you walking into his house. Did he have it, like, fenced off in his bathroom with, like, those lights, you know, to keep the chickens warm? Like a hen house?
Or are they just running around?
They were free roaming around his house, like my dogs run around my house. Like, it was normal.
Did he name his chickens?
You know, yeah, they had names.
They
called them all by name. He was very comfortable. Yes. Like that was, you know, that's clearly his day-to-day.
Oh, my gosh. What were some of the chickens' names?
He had, like, Feathers and Chuck and I don't know. I tuned out.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God. So Wow, it must have stunk really bad. I'm taking a guess.
Wow. Yeah, there was a little underlying smell there. It wasn't as bad as you would think, but it was definitely there.
Okay, well, I mean, come on. This makes total sense now. You honestly have yourself a true country boy. I can't wait any longer. Henry is on the phone, girl, listening the whole time. Dude, do you seriously have chickens living in your house?
Well, I'd just like to say hello to Jasmine first. It's lovely to hear from you again.
Yeah. You too.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, seriously?
Thank you. Yeah, I keep some chickens.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, you know what? There's a lot of open farmland here in Wisconsin. I'm sure you're out. You know,
I live in Mazomania.
I was gonna say, I'm sure you know it's a thing. But why in the house, man?
Ugh.
Just out of curiosity, and then you bring a girl over, and you're like, "Hey, meet my chickens. I got names, feathers, and Chuck."
Don't get me wrong. I would love a few acres.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Absolutely.
For my chickens, by the way, that was uncalled for. Feathers is very cute, and I think that Jasmine enjoyed Feathers' company.
Really?
She's like a little cat. She'll come up to your feet and do a little face rub, and it's just so cute.
Oh wow! So are these
Feathers
like,
is my first?
Oh, Feathers is your first. Wow. So, okay, so these are like your, okay, they're your real pets. We have to respect that
Absolutely.
They're your real pets, and we understand
for sure.
that.
And it's true, I don't have the square footage maybe that, like, would be ideal for these guys, but I have enough. And it's, for the small garden I do have, I'm able to get a lot of really nitrogen-rich soil from their, you know,
dropping
bed.
Absolutely. So I got to, you know, what it seems to me is she was just, dying. Jasmine was just a little surprised and, you know, taken off by the fact that you got chickens in your house. So maybe.
Definitely surprised.
Okay, so Jasmine, are you into them? Are you, I mean, other than the chickens, you had a good time?
I mean, you know, Henry's definitely a nice guy. Definitely funny on social media.
I mean,
you know,
he's got nothing but love for you, girl. So what we'd like to do is, if you know, you guys want to go on another date, not at Henry's house with the chickens, you know, leave Feathers at home. Leave Chuck and Feathers.
No, bring
at home.
Feathers. Like, take
would
Feathers
you,
on a date.
Would you like to go on a second date, you guys, and we'll pay for it?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I'm looking for something long term, and I just don't foresee chickens in my future.
Don't see yourself with chickens.
You don't see yourself being a mother to chickens.
The mother.
To each his own. Definitely, I respect him as his pet, but
right.
I don't.
She doesn't want to be the mother.
Myself.
She doesn't want to be the mother hen. Get it?
May I make a final plea?
Final plea.
Yes!
What do you got, man?
Jasmine, I'm a man of the land and a provider.
There you go.
Oh, that's
sexy. Me and my chickens are evidence of that. And I think that you really learn to love each of them.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Kanye.
So, seriously, are you going to let his, you know, hands be on your hands at one time in your life?
Hands on hands.
You know, my friends do tell me I can be a bit shallow. Maybe we can do just one more date.
Oh, look at that.
You know?
With that last plea, you got it, man. Congratulations. Look at that. What a beautiful day.
Aww. Oh, it's a happy hen relationship.